Hello everyone and welcome. It's Karen Nola here from therawfoodcoach.com and I cannot tell you how excited I am to be with you all this evening. It really is just one of the most amazing energies I've ever felt in relation to a free teleseminar. So today, as you know, we're here to talk about the most amazing thing about the raw food journey, which is the connection between the food that we eat and what that enables in us, in our physical body, in our emotional body, in our mental body, in our spiritual body, and ultimately in our life. So we're looking at how the energy of living food specifically can change everything for us. So I'm so excited to share this with you. I can't wait to get started. And today our call is running for up to 75 minutes, so I want to make sure that you're sitting comfortably and that you have a pen and paper to hand, because I'm sure you're going to want to take a lot of notes. And we're going to keep things moving pretty fast. You know, I'm going to be illustrating a few points in the degree that I think we need to go where possible. But there's so much that I want to give you today, because these calls I run less and less right now. It's been such a busy time for me over the past year or two, especially. The business has grown enormously. I've diversified into different things. Many of you know that in the recent past, I've just been writing a new book for Hay House, which is very exciting. And the last time that I ran a call with the same title as this call was actually when I shared publicly that I was pursuing a book contract, and that was one of my main dreams that I wanted to come true. And lo and behold, in March 2012, Eat Right for Your Personality Type will be on bookshelves. So very exciting times. But today, this call is all about you. Nothing gives me greater pleasure than to share information with you that will change your life for the better. And as you will learn throughout this call, especially those of you who are new to me, I've been through so much that that's what enables me to be able to give this back to you, to make your path into raw food living and everything that goes with that so much more easy, simple, and fun. But most of all, magical, and that's really what we're talking about today, is how can simple food translate into living a magical life? And that is really at the crux of what Living on Raw is all about. So if you're ready to take your raw food journey to the stars and beyond, then you're in the right place. And for those of you that are brand new to me, I want to give you a specially warm welcome, because I realize that these days there are so many different things you could be doing with your time. And there are teleseminars happening left, right, and center, it seems, and you chose to be here. So I want to thank you for that very sincerely, because we all lead busy lives, and you showed up. You showed up for me, but most importantly, you showed up for yourself. And for those of you that aren't so new to me, and I know there's just as many of you who aren't, you know, it's great to have you here and to be back. And I know that many of you are training with me right now as a raw food teacher or a raw food coach, and I'm hoping that what you learn tonight will help you even more spread the message that you're spreading. And for those of you that are listening for your own personal benefit and not necessarily professional benefit, then just know that no matter how long we've been eating raw food, we can never have too much inspiration and too much knowledge. So wherever you're at on your journey, you're going to benefit from today's call. Okay, so where to start? Oh my gosh, well, let's make sure you have that pen and paper handy, because there's going to be a number of things you're going to want to write down. And also, I'm going to be sharing with you a couple of free resources after the call. So this call is being recorded, and you will automatically get a copy of the recording anyway. But also, as we go through today's call, I'm going to be sharing with you details of two free gifts I'm going to send you on the email that I send out tomorrow with the link to the call. And also, you're probably aware, but the content of this call is also going to be covering some information that's leading into a program that starts in a couple of weeks called Living Magically on Raw. And those of you who are looking at your internet page right now will probably see there is a link to Living Magically on Raw. And if you don't see that page, then you can go to livingmagicallyonraw.com and you'll see details of the program. So what I want to share with you is that Living Magically on Raw is a program that I ran 2 years ago. It's a 12-month program, and it is aimed towards people who are really ready to step into being on their own side and living the most extraordinary life with raw food as the fuel that gets them there. And I'm going to tell you a lot more about that at the end of today's call, because I really want us to stay focused on what I'm here to share with you. But I want to make you aware, especially if you can't stay for the whole duration of the call, that this program is about to launch. And those of you that sign up in the next 48 hours have a very special bonus, which I'll talk more about later. And those of you that are amongst the first 11 to sign up get an even extra bonus on top. Okay. So anyway, back to what I want to talk to you about. So some of you right now will be in a situation where maybe you've been eating raw food for a long time, and you know what I'm talking about when I talk about the concept of living magically on raw and the magic that can come from that. And we'll really go deep with that in this call. But for those of you that are newer, and I suspect, I have a feeling that about three quarters of you on this call, and there are many of you, we're nearly at 1,500 sign-ups for this call. Many of you are very new to this, and you're wondering what on earth this is all about. So I want to just take a moment to explain the kind of bottom line of why living on raw is such a magical thing. And really what this comes down to is the sheer fact that raw food is brimming with life force energy. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that when you take a food that's alive, it will give you more energy than when you cook that food and eat it. We have Curlian photography that shows evidence of that, but moreover, it's our own experience. And for those of you that have been eating raw food, even if it's just for a few days, you'll know that you've experienced more energy on raw than you did before. And it literally is where we're plugging into the power of Mother Nature. And if you think that sounds woo-woo, we haven't really started. So hold on to your hat, because we might be getting a little bit cosmic here, because we are talking about going to the stars and beyond, right? So so just bear with me, because this is really what makes the raw food journey so exciting, is that it's about food and nothing to do with the food all at the same time, in that when you put in food that is literally alive and brimming with life force energy, that imparts its energy to us. And I don't think anyone really knows exactly how that happens, but the proof of the pudding is in the eating. And I know for a fact that when I first got into raw food, which was way back in 1993, I started to feel this effect very, very quickly. And it really surprised me. And in fact, I didn't even realize fully what was going on. I just knew that I felt that I had more energy and that I felt really good and I felt happier. But it wasn't till many years down the line, after talking to literally thousands of other people that were trying raw food and getting into it, that I realized that this is a phenomena that happens for everyone. And as I say, it's really injecting life force energy, the power of Mother Nature, into our physical body. And when we do that, especially when we do it to a very high degree, and even better when we do it completely, 100% raw, that's when you really get the power that food can have on us. And specifically, starting with our physical energy and the way that we feel in our body and how quickly that can affect us on the outside with the quality of our skin and the shininess of our hair and the sparkliness of our eyes. And those things happen really very quickly. But then beyond that, into the emotional buoyancy that we have, feeling happy for no apparent reason, feeling happy when before maybe we didn't feel quite so great, and having the emotional poise and the mental clarity and the courage even to go after things that we didn't before. And these are things that I've talked about many times before on different calls and in different programs. So for those of you that this isn't news to, I'm not going to spend too long on it. But for those of you that this is complete news, just be aware that later on in this call, I'm going to go deeper into the raw food journey and how that happens internally as well as externally, so that you can get more of a context for this information. Okay. So when we bring this power into our body, what happens, as I say, is that physically it changes us, and then it has a knock-on effect emotionally, mentally, and ultimately spiritually. And it's my understanding, and it has been a long time that I've been studying this, both personally and professionally, that it's really like we're truly plugging in between heaven and earth. Because when we're nourishing our body, our physical body, with the food that literally was put on earth for us to eat, in its whole, pure, energy-rich, powerful form, we bring that into our physical, and it literally wakes us up from the cells out. And in doing so, we become plugged into almost, I would say, a vibration or level of awareness or an experience that we never had access to before. And I often refer to eating raw as like that the plate is your portal to another world. And if I've learned anything, I would say is that even with the best will in the world, even if you've done raw food before and let it go, you can never get that back unless you actually eat the raw food and eat it to a high degree. You just can't do it through will alone. It's really experiential, and you must be eating raw food to experience this. This is really, for me, what made raw food so exciting for me, because there were many times in my history where I felt that I didn't want to get hung up on food. I'd spent a lot of my teenage years feeling dissatisfied with my body. I had weight issues from the age of 14, and I had a love-hate relationship with food in that I would love what I ate and hate what I saw. And this went on until I had a catalytic moment when I was 18 years old, and some of you will have heard this story, but in brief, it was when I came home from my first trip to America, where I'd eaten junk food for 3 weeks solid and in copious quantities, and had gained 8 pounds in 3 weeks, and I was just beside myself. You know, I already had poor self-esteem and body image anyway, but to see myself naked in the mirror, covered in cellulite, and feeling ugly and blobby at the age of 18 was not a good place to be. And those of you that have experienced something similar will totally get what I'm talking about. And it was that moment that I had the thought that I was going to find a way of eating that was going to help me find the body that I wanted, the level of energy that I wanted, to look and feel great and not have issues around food, not be seeing food as a friend and an enemy in equal measures. And I never had a clue what that would look like, but long story short, suffice to say, it led me to raw food. And not only did I find an amazing solution for creating a body that I really love and genuinely love and to not have issues around food, but I found actually one of the most potent tools that I believe exists on earth anywhere for helping a person evolve on a personal level, on a spiritual level, and for helping people tap into aspects of themselves that they never had a clue existed. And so it was for me in my early 20s when I discovered raw food and started eating it to a significant degree that my whole life changed. And I didn't know what was going on then. I didn't know why it was happening. But now, as a raw food coach and someone who's coached for over a decade and again, thousands of people, it's very clear to me how and why this happens. And I'm going to talk more about this in the call tonight. So that's like a little introduction, really, to what we're going to be covering. And I really hope it inspires you, because at the end of the day, every person on this planet has to eat. And what I've discovered is that every way that we choose to eat creates a different experience for ourselves. And it's actually, that is the central topic of my book that's coming out next year, The Eat Right for Your Personality Type. In essence, it's about how the foods we choose shape our reality. And the way that this works is that our physical body is energy. Like everything in this universe is energy, our physical body is energy. And everything that we put into our body, be it a food, a liquid, a substance, anything at all, also is an energy. Even the thoughts we think and the feelings we feel, they are all energy forms. And when we bring those into ourselves, we change. And we can either change for the positive or the negative. And this isn't a judgment call. This is on how we feel. You know, we all know when we feel better and when we feel worse. And the thing about raw food is that you instantly feel better. And this is why I created the free ebook, Go Raw for a Day, which you've all got as a free gift for signing up to this call. So whether you're new to raw food or been into it a long time, that ebook will help put you back into 100% raw and experiencing this magic that we're talking about. But anyway, going back to the premise of the book, it's that when you eat a certain way, you will get a certain experience. And my experience has led me to see very, very clearly that nothing brings a more profound experience to us than eating an all-raw, live diet. And by that, I do mean specifically vegetarian or vegan, and, you know, mostly plant foods for sure. There's obviously different opinions with different people about what is right. For me personally, it's 100% raw vegan for sure, but that's not the case for everyone. So I want to be clear on that, that I don't have a set philosophy that I think everyone should live by. But what I do know for sure is that the more raw food, and specifically the more raw plant food people bring into their diet, the more they will feel plugged into this power of nature, and the more they will light up literally from the inside out and become more radiant in every single way. So whatever your diet is right now, I want you to consider the fact that when you bring an energy into your physical body, you get to change. And this is where food starts to get really interesting, because at the end of the day, for most people, and this used to be me, food is just food. You know, you're hungry, you eat, game over. Well, through the work that I've done over the past 10 plus years, I've discovered that everyone has a different approach to food. And in the book, I talk about the 10 different eating personalities. And also, everyone has a different kind of experience they want to have with food, whether they realize it or not. They want to eat to create a certain experience, and it might be for more energy or more vitality or for weight loss. It might even be to feel more peace or more clarity, or even to feel more comfort. There's so many different reasons why we eat, and what my work really is about bringing awareness to people about who they are, what they want, why, and how they're going to get it. And I have found that one of the most potent tools for helping us create the reality that we want is the food we bring into our body, because it shapes everything about us. It shapes the way that we feel inside, and the way that we feel inside affects the thoughts that we think, the feelings we feel, and then from there on in, the behaviors and the actions that we have, and therefore the results and the reality that we create in the outside world. So, a quick tip for those of you that are not feeling perfectly on balance right now is to do a day on raw food, 100%, whether that's juices, smoothies, fruit. And I'm going to talk more about that at the end of the call as well, when I talk about the three steps that I want people to take off the back of this call. But I want you to know, especially if you're brand new to this stuff, that just a day on raw food can put you so in touch with yourself and so in balance, you won't possibly believe how amazingly you can transform in 24 hours. It's incredible. And my point is that if that much can happen in 24 hours, what can happen in a year? It really is amazing. So let's dive in deeper. There's some information I want to share with you that I first shared in March 2009, and I ran a call called The Four Juiciest Secrets to Going and Staying Successfully Raw. And so with your pen in hand, I'd love you now to write down what these four secrets are, because they're going to benefit you. Okay. So number one is finding a way of eating, specifically the food that works best for you, finding a diet that you love. Okay. So next to number one, you can put finding a raw food diet that I love. Okay. Okay, now this is really important, because for you to benefit from the power of raw food, everything is based on the food. You know, everything I've said so far, and we've still got so much to cover, but everything I've said so far is basically saying that food is the foundation for this experience. You don't get to have this magical life experience without the living food being in place. So that's number one. And of course, it's vital that you love what you eat. There's absolutely no joy to be gained from trying to force feed yourself things that you detest. So eating raw is one thing, but finding a raw food diet that you love is something else. And, you know, that's something that I'm great at helping people find, and we'll come back to that. Number two is accessing the most amazing place within yourself that you can. And some of you may be experienced in meditation, yoga, or any form of self-connection that has brought you to a place where you really do know who you are and what you're about and your connection to source. And that's amazing, because, you know, once you have that, you really have everything. But for those of you that haven't yet, you will have had experiences in your life where you have felt really plugged into something bigger than you. And that's really what I'm talking about here, is to go to that place and know that there is a much deeper truth waiting there for you that will open just incredible doors for you as a person and in your life. So that's number two, is to access that most amazing place within yourself. It's basically about creating an environment inside of you that allows you to let magic in. Okay. And part 2B, we could call it, is the external environment that you create for yourself, so that you can create an environment in your outside world, i.e. your home, the job maybe that you're in, or whatever lifestyle you have, that creates an environment where you can thrive and where you can be in this place that allows you to be the best that you can be. So that's number two. All right, number three is a commitment to self-actualization. Okay, now self-actualization is a term that basically means becoming all that you can be. And you don't get to be all you can be without a commitment to that process. It's like anything in life, you know, you can kind of walk a certain path and get a certain way along it just because you're alive and just because you can. But as with all things in life, the people that are successful in any endeavor, whether it's in their personal life, financially, in business, in creating a happy home, these are people that are prepared to go the extra mile, that know that things don't just drop in your lap, that if you really want something, you have to go after it. And self-actualization is the commitment to yourself to really discover the truth of who you are and what's possible for you as a human being on this planet, and to have fun in the exploration and the pursuit of that. So remember, the key word here is commitment. It doesn't just happen to you. Okay. And number four is to live from your most evolved self. Okay, live from your most evolved self. And I call this your raw superhero self. And we talk a lot about this actually in the Living Magically on Raw program, where I take people on a guided visualization to meet their raw superhero self. And it's one of the favorite pieces of the entire program, because what people get from that visualization is just so priceless. But what it means is that there is a version of you that exists, whether it's in your imagination or on another level or in the future, however you choose to see it. To me, it's right there, but I have to actively plug into it and pull it into me and be that. And we all know that there's always more that we can be. We can always show up better, kinder, sweeter, more loving, more generous, whatever it is, than we are. And a lot of that is to do with healing wounds and being brave enough to live from a much more evolved place. But living from that place enables you to go and stay successfully raw, because it's the energy of someone who lives a high vibrational life, someone who is on a different path to most people. And the food can elevate us so much, it becomes vital that we live on a different level in all kinds of ways in our life. And I'd love to say more about that, but unfortunately we won't have time to go into the nitty-gritty of that. But what I will say is that in so many different coaching calls that I've run and programs and so on, you know, we talk a lot about basically when you upgrade your diet, you must upgrade as many other areas of your life as you possibly can, because it's really difficult to sustain a high vibrational diet when other aspects of your life are low vibration. It's really impossible, I would say. So this is why it's critical to plug into these four juicy secrets, so that every aspect, your diet, your environment inside and out, your commitment to yourself, and where you operate from, are at the highest possible level, okay? Which sounds maybe hard work, but it's actually very cool. And what I would also say, and many of you will know this from first-hand experience, is that it becomes really difficult not to do it, because the momentum of living food in our body really pushes us towards self-actualization anyway. It's not something we necessarily even consciously choose. It just propels us, because it's on that upward spiral of evolution and progression and basically enlightenment. And it's really interesting, you know, because one of the things that's often said about raw food, and I really agree with this, is that it's like eating liquid sunshine. Because if you think about it, if you're eating raw plant foods, they're foods that have been fed directly by the sun's rays, and we all know how powerful they are. And so when the plant traps those sun rays and converts it into energy, and then we eat or drink that energy, we're literally bringing light into ourselves. And I don't think I need to really elaborate too much for you to get that when you bring more light into your cells, you are bringing more light into your entire being, and that will clean you out on every level, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, and start washing out all the rubbish, literally all the negativity, whether it's on a literal level with food, whether it's on an emotional level with feelings and memories and hurts, a mental level with negative beliefs and fears, or a spiritual level with anything that we've taken on as being true of who we are, and it's really a lie. So raw food is beyond powerful, and I could literally spend a whole hour talking to you about that topic alone, but we have so many other things to cover. So I hope you've got those four juicy secrets down, because they're really important. And, you know, even if that's the only thing you take from this call, which I'm sure it won't be, they will really help move you forward. Okay. So my story is pretty long now, honestly. As I said, I got into raw food in the spring of 1993, which is, gosh, 18 and a half years ago. And so many things have happened to me along the way, and I've shared my story to different degrees on different calls, and I'm aware that some of you know all of it, some of you know none of it. So what I'm going to do is pull out the most interesting and poignant bits for the purpose of illustration, because I said at the start of the call that my journey has been very interesting, and I've had lots of trials and tribulations along the way, which is why I decided to become a raw food coach. And what I would say is that at the time, while I didn't necessarily think it was the most wonderful journey at times, now in hindsight and knowing what it's enabled me to see and to acknowledge and understand and therefore be able to help others, I'm so grateful that I went through so much. Now, aside from different challenges on a practical level, which we all go through when we start, you know, one of the things that really changed my life the most, this is the thing I'm going to focus on about my story, was when I was 23. So I'd been into raw food at this point for about 3 years, and I'd been yo-yoing on and off, on and off, on and off, which many of you will be familiar with, and I'll talk about why that happens in a moment. But I'd reached a point in my life where I was living in London and working in London for the second time and really trying to find out where my niche was in life. You know, I'd been on a path of self-discovery since I got into raw food, and I'd spent a lot of time, a lot of energy investigating spiritual texts and the nature of reality and all those cool things. But in my reality, I wasn't living the life that I wanted to live, even though to most people it seemed like a great life. I was living in London and working in children's book publishing and had a great job, but inside I was dying. And I was dying because I wasn't really owning up to the truth of who I was and what I really wanted. And that was because I'd bought into the story that most people tell us, which is, who are you to be anything anyway? Why can't you just be normal and just get on with life? And for those of us that just have never really felt normal, which is probably most of us on this call, if not all of us, you know, there was a piece of me that was nagging away, saying, there's more than this. And specifically for me, there's more than this. And many of you will relate to this as well, where you just have that feeling, but you don't know what that looks like. And so it was that I made the commitment to find out what that was for me, but it wasn't a split-second commitment. I had to hit an all-time low, literally where I had a nervous breakdown and was written off work for 2 weeks. I couldn't get out of bed. I just felt so depressed, and it was like it came out from nowhere. And it was while I was staying at my father's house, and my stepmother had tried to get me out of this depression, so I just don't know what to do with you, that I realized that the only person that could help me was myself. And it was then that I realized that, well, at least my understanding of a nervous breakdown is when we disconnect from our true self, from our soul, because I had ignored my true desires and my soul's calling for quite some time by this point. Even though I was young, 23, very young, you know, I'd been quite awake since a very young child, and through my teenage years, like most teenagers, I'd kind of buried it and just got on with growing up. But towards my latter teens, I started waking up again and starting to think bigger thoughts and thinking that there was more to life than meets the eye. And so, as with everything, you keep sweeping it under the carpet long enough, there's a big fat heap occurs and you just can't avoid it anymore. So this culminated in the nervous breakdown, and it was in that moment that I committed to giving 100% to finding out who I was, what I was about, and pursuing my dreams. And some of you have heard me share that before, and you'll know that from what happened from there was that everything changed. And I ended up leaving London. I went to work in a meditation centre. I felt like I was living the best life possible. I felt completely in the right place at the right time. I took over the Fresh Network and started running that, which I did for 8.5 years. I wrote my first book with Susie Miller called Feel Good Food. You know, I literally had stepped from chaos and turbulence and confusion into my right path, and it was amazing. And where raw food comes into all this is that, rather interestingly, when I was battling against myself and trying to believe the story that other people tell us, that we should just be normal, whatever that means, and just live a regular life, my diet would fluctuate constantly. Because if you think about it, if the energy of live food is so strong and so powerful that it lifts us up, you can't hold that energy and the thought of just get on with living a normal life and don't feel satisfied. You can't hold those two very different energies in one being. So this is why, and I said I would explain why people yo-yo, this is what it is. This is why that when you are trying to stay still in your life and not evolve and not grow and not move towards who you really are and what you really want, and when you bring raw food in, it's like you're trying to have a foot in both worlds. You want a foot in the comfortable, what you've known and what you've always done world, and a foot in the world of life force, future possibility, what could happen for you living magically on raw kind of life. And you don't need me to explain, really, but what happens when you do that is you are going to constantly yo-yo, because one minute you're going to be in one vibration, the next minute you're going to be in the other. And your food choices are going to keep either creating that reality or reflecting that reality, depending on which one is in charge at the time. So this took me such a long time to figure out. And now I can see it all so clearly. And this is what has enabled me to help others walk this path and really understand what's going on and to commit to the highest vision of themselves. So my hope for you, whatever happens in the time that we spend together today, my biggest hope for you is that you leave this call knowing that there is so much more for you out there. And in many respects, we could say it's in there. You know, everything that you can be is already inside of you. And through our lifetime, we don't just take on physical junk through the food that we eat, which, you know, honestly, most of it is just not suitable for human consumption, but it passes as food. And it's not till we start eating raw that we realize what a poor imitation that other stuff is. Well, exactly the same thing happens to us emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, as I've already said, which is that we start becoming aware of all this junk that we've taken on that isn't the truth. So when we go raw, we do go raw on every level, and we clean out cellularly, and we clean out emotionally, and we clean out mentally, and we clean out spiritually. So what I want you to do right now is close your eyes, please, okay? It's time now to go deep for yourself, because I've shared a lot about my own journey and a lot about my interpretation of raw food and what it really means and what it can mean. And I want you now to really get in touch with you, okay? So please close your eyes if you haven't already. All right, now make sure that you're comfortable and your back is upright and your feet are flat on the floor. Okay, and I want you to take 3 deep breaths in and out with me so you can center yourself fully, okay? So please inhale now and exhale. And inhale and exhale. And inhale again. And exhale. Okay, now at this point, hopefully you should be feeling a lot more calm and centered and in touch with yourself. And it's amazing what getting in touch with our breath and working with our breath can do for us. It's an amazing tool and so simple. And from this place of centeredness and connectedness, I want you to mentally scan your body and come up with one word that best describes how you feel in your body right now. Okay, it might be a word like heavy or light or energetic or tired. Whatever word fits for you, I want you to get that word right now. Okay. Now, I want you to imagine coming now through the ceiling, down towards you is the most brilliant beam of sunshine, of pure, powerful sunlight that you've ever experienced. And it's coming in through the top of your head and washing down through your head, your face, your neck, your shoulders, your arms, your hands, your chest, your torso, your tummy, your groin, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your feet, your toes. Just feel every single piece of you wash through with bright, brilliant sunshine. It feels amazing, doesn't it, to have that? And this, honestly, is what raw food does for us. And those of you that have done it for a long time will know exactly what I'm talking about. And those of you that are new may have had a taste of this. And again, I want to reiterate that you do it for a few days, you feel the difference. You do it for a few weeks, you get the difference. You do it for a few months, you really know the difference. You do it for a few years, you're living the difference. And if you really want to know what it feels like to live a different way, to have a different experience, to access doorways, portals to other dimensions of experience, then the only way that you can do that is through bringing more light into your physical. And you can do that absolutely through meditation, but speaking, as I say, as someone that worked in a meditation center and saw that most people there actually did not care about their body, when you do the two together, when you bring light into your physical through pure intention and spiritual connection, and you bring light into your physical through very practical, grounded steps, through the food that you eat and the drinks that you drink, that is when the magic gets to happen. And there really is the most profound magic waiting to happen for anyone that combines the deep, profound spirituality with living on live food. And that is what living magically on raw is all about. Okay. Now, for you to have that experience, first of all, of course, you need to want it. But second of all, assuming that you do want it, because honestly, who wouldn't? You have to give yourself permission. And that might sound strange, but honestly, we can be really hard on ourselves. And we can struggle to actually allow ourselves to feel good things and to have good things come to us. So I want you, with your eyes still closed, to really have a conversation with yourself now and ask yourself, am I prepared? Am I willing? Do I really want to feel as good as I can feel? And see what answer comes back to you, because it's a really interesting question. Okay, so I'm going to give you just a moment to have that conversation with yourself. Okay, now whatever came up for you, obviously that is useful information, and some of you will be like, yes! And others of you might be thinking, gosh, I didn't even realize that I was consciously or unconsciously holding myself back from feeling better. You know, we all get used to operating from a certain level of energy and awareness, and we operate from that place and we create our life from that place. So as soon as we shift and we raise the vibration or the level of awareness and energy that we have, everything else shifts with it. So it really is a path for people who want to grow, and that's not necessarily everyone. Even though everything in nature is designed to grow, wherever you look, whether it's a plant, an animal, a tree, everything is designed to grow and evolve. But human beings are kind of weird creatures. You know, on one level, we want more. But what's interesting in the world that we live in today and the way that the human species has evolved is that our version of more has become more about material than spiritual. And I think that's why there's so much emotional and spiritual unrest, because people have lost touch with what's important and what truly nourishes us. And just as everyone really would agree that the most healthy way to eat would be pure, natural, untreated food, i.e. raw, you know, most people, when they really think about it, would realize that the things that bring them the most joy, the most fulfillment in life, is being connected to spirit or source or whatever you choose to call it, you know, the more evolved, deeper, more amazing part of themselves or something else that they've tapped into. And this is why the combination of the live food and the sacred spirituality is just so profound. And I honestly, you know, I'm a seeker by nature, and I'm sure many of you are. You know, I have never found a more potent combination of eating a live food diet and proactively pursuing a spiritual connection and living from that place. It's just, to me, unparalleled. It's just been amazing what it's done for me. So what I want you to do now, with your eyes still closed, is to set the intention, even if your response to the last question was an awareness that maybe you're not yet ready to grow, I still want you to pretend that you are, okay? Because you never know what might happen, okay? So I want you, just in the spirit of play, to give yourself permission to dream your biggest dream about what your diet and your body could be like 1 year from now, okay? So imagine that it's the end of September 2012. And remember, I want you to dream your biggest dream. You know, if you could have anything you wanted around your diet and your body, what would that look like? Okay, so I'm going to give you a few seconds to really get what that looks like for you. Okay, that's great. Now, I want you to take that one step further, and I want you still to imagine having that body and eating that diet that you dream of, and I want you now to imagine, again, dreaming your biggest dream, what your life could look like a year from now if you pursued what you really, really want, if you gave yourself permission to have true happiness, true fulfillment, to feel really and truly fully alive. What would that look like? Okay, so hopefully what you've got has inspired you, because I'm willing to bet that no matter what you came up with, no matter how grand and amazing it is, there's still so much more for you out there. And what I'd love for you to get from this exercise is that awareness of really where you're at in relation to how much joy can you stand, which is the title of a great book by one of my favorite authors, Suzanne Falter Barnes. And it's a very interesting question, isn't it? How much joy can you stand? And how much joy will you allow yourself to experience? Because this is really what it comes down to. If you have the tools at your disposal, which is a live food diet and a way of operating in this world that comes from a very deep, profound place, if you know that those two things could give you the most amazing experience in life, why wouldn't you use them? You know, and this is a question that I would love you to ponder on. And many of you will be like, I'm ready to use them, I want to use them, which is great, because that's where I would love you all to be. But I'm also aware that there's been many different times in my journey and others that I've worked with who oscillated between those two realities, where one time they were thinking anything is possible and worked high on raw and ready to pursue all their dreams, and other times they felt like, you know, I just can't get it together. And what I found is that the quickest way to get yourself back on track is to do what I said at the start of the call, which is to feed yourself a day of exclusively raw. You know, no matter what your intentions are for your diet beyond that, to do a day on 100% raw vegan, and I'll talk more about those specific instructions at the end of the call because I'm giving you three takeaway steps. All right, so anyway, we're going to move on now because there's still more to come, and I want to talk about the hero's journey. And this is something that I first discovered, I guess we could call it, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, when I noticed the direct correlation between the raw food journey and the hero's journey, as outlined by Joseph Campbell. And the hero's journey is comprised of three different stages. And stage one is called departure. Stage two is called initiation. And stage three is called return. Okay. And one of the gifts I'm going to send you after this call, which will be tomorrow now, is actually a really, really cool poster that I created at least 2 years ago called the Successfully Raw Roadmap. And the only people that have had this so far are people that have signed up to specific programs containing this content. But I really feel that the time has come to get this out there and to give every single one of you that showed up for this call that poster so you can look at it and really get what it means for you and your journey. So I'm really excited to share that with you. You can call it an early birthday present because it's my birthday in 2 weeks and I'm known for giving out gifts on my birthday, so so it's come early. But what I want to do first is just talk about the first four steps on this hero's journey, and there's 12 steps, but we're going to cover the first four because these are the ones that are most relevant to what we're talking about right now. So step number one is the call to adventure. And this is really where we're at in our conversation, isn't it? About how you're here because you do want more. This is what made you sign up for this call, because you want to know the seven must-know steps to take your raw food journey to the stars and beyond. This is why you're here. And we are going to cover those seven steps, you'll be pleased to know, and we'll get to that just after this. But this is really interesting and important because the hero's journey, as I say, directly correlates to the raw food journey. And what happens is that when you first start eating raw, there's a piece of you, and it can be quite a big piece, I would say, that wakes up and says, oh, there's something cool going on here. I wonder what this is. And this is where we have that kind of inner excitement. We don't really know what it's about, but we feel somehow we've come alive. And this kind of makes us spring into action. But step number two, refusal of the call. This kicks in pretty quickly, unfortunately, which is where people say, yeah, 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 and then they go, oh, perhaps not. And this, unfortunately, is what happens to, I would say, about 98% of the population. But because you're on this call, I suspect you're in the 2%, honestly. And basically, this is where you come to a point where you have the call to adventure, but you don't choose to accept it. And it's not unusual, as I've discussed, but it is a tragedy for the human spirit. Because, unfortunately, there's not enough role models in the world that are showing that the call should be heard and acted upon. And this is what I really want you to do, to hear the call, whether it's to start eating more raw food if you're not already, to take it to the next level, and if you're already eating as much raw food as you want, to take your life to the next level, because there's always more for you to do and for you to explore more of this magic that I'm talking about. Because refusal of the call really means denial of the soul. So I want you to be aware that that happens. And you, if you are aware, you can sense it and you can be savvy to it and you can move past it. And what's interesting is that step three is all about the magical helper. And the magical helper appears, it's almost as if by magic, literally, when someone moves beyond refusal of the call and accepts the call. This is when it's like a sign to the universe or spirit or whatever you choose to call it that says, past step one, past the first test. You know, could have refused the call but didn't. And the magical helper can take the form of a person, a mentor, a book, a resource, something you see on TV. It can come in the most obvious or mysterious of ways, but it shows up. And honestly, I would love to be your magical helper. You know, I created the Living Magically on Raw program to be that for people because I've walked this path and I know this path intimately and I get every stage of it intimately. And when you get this poster, you'll be able to see all the stages and realize how important it is. But the magical helper is fantastic because it comes just when we have had enough guts to move beyond refusing the call and accept the call, but now we're like, okay, now what? So the magical helper steps in. And who knows, maybe this exact call, literally this teleclass, is that whole steps one, two, and three for you. Step four, which is as far as we're going to go right now, is saying yes to Raw. Because saying yes to Raw really means saying yes to life, because we're talking about live food. And having the magical helper on your side and then saying yes to life and yes to Raw means that you're now equipped to step over the precipice and leave departure and move into initiation. And initiation is the most amazing place to be because it's where things really start moving and shaking. It's where there's the really high, amazing highs and the challenging lows. And through the poster that I send you, you'll be able to see that terrain much more clearly. But one of the things that you really need to get when you go on your raw food journey is that there will be times that you feel as high as you could possibly imagine feeling. And there will be times, conversely, where you're going through periods of fear, self-doubt, lack of faith, lack of courage. And that's the times where you're more likely to reach back for cooked food and for doing things that harm you in some way, whether it's to your physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. So that's something to be aware of. And this is why it's so important to get support, honestly. And we'll talk more about that in just a second. So that is the first stage of the hero's journey. And initiation is where you get to commit to yourself and to this spiritual path. Because I, even though raw food, you know, to all intents and purposes, at the end of the day, people call it a diet. And yes, on one level it is, but it's the only way of eating that brings more light and more life force into your body because it's raw, right? It's not cooked. Any other type of diet that's containing or predominantly or exclusively cooked food is not bringing that in to that degree. I'm not a raw food coach or promoter that says cooked food is bad for you and it's not the way to go. I see food in much broader terms than that. But having said that, even though my mind is very open and I've walked many food paths, my experience tells me categorically that if you want to experience life in another realm, then raw is the only way to go. And for me, even though I have railed against that at different times in my life and not wanted it to be true, one of those inconvenient truths, it has always brought me back. It squared me up, just like spirituality can when life teaches us a lesson not to deviate from our path and to stay true to who we are and to be in integrity. Raw food does exactly the same thing. Okay, so as you can tell, there's so much more I could share with you, but what we're going to do now is move into these seven must-know steps, okay? So, pens at the ready. Okay. So the seven steps are the things that you need to do if you've decided that you're going to step over the threshold and commit to your raw food and whole person journey, which is what we've talked about in this departure. So if you're ready to live magically, which does mean absolutely plugging into something bigger than you, and it's something very sparkly, And whether you consider that an aspect of yourself or something bigger, this is what you need to do. Okay, so step one is creating a sacred space inside and out. Okay, creating a sacred space inside and out. And why is this the first step? Because we have to make room for magic. Okay, we cannot have magic enter our life if we're already full up. You know what this means. This means your head is full of stuff, your body is feeling sluggish, your emotions are feeling heavy, and your house is a mess. And that is not a recipe for magic and attraction, let me tell you. And you know this. I'm sure you really know this. How good do you feel when you completely spring clean a room? You feel amazing, don't you? Well, that's when you do that internally and externally, that's pure magic. And you literally are telling the universe that there is room here for something new, something better, and something magical. So that is step one, okay, making space. Step two is to discover who you really are. And some of you might be wondering, well, what does that mean? How do I do that? And, you know, this is really about setting the intention that you want to know who you are. And there was a time in my life when I was on this downward spiral, and I really said, you know what, you know, nothing else matters to me now except knowing the truth of who I am. And I really believe that just setting the intention and then staying committed to that intention automatically opens doors in life that start showing you who you are and who you're not. And sometimes it's finding out who we're not that really fast-tracks us to finding out who we are. And we know that through our emotional response to things and the things that bring us joy and the things that lift us up. And you really need to know who you are. Okay. Step three is to create your next inspiring vision from that amazing place. So that means to go to the most profound, deepest, amazing part of yourself that you've been able to access so far and to create that vision for yourself. And you might have already done that on this call when you closed your eyes and thought ahead to 12 months from now or dreamed ahead. Okay. So you might want to do that again when you have some time off of the call. But specifically, you need a vision that is heavenly. You need a vision that is made of stars and makes you squeal. And you need a vision that will feed you spiritually and pull you through and guide you on, and nothing less will do. Okay? Nothing less will do for you, because we all get used to playing too small and expecting too little. And one of the things I'm always saying to my clients is that the universe is incredibly benevolent. And there's been so many times in my life that I haven't known how I was going to make something happen or how a dream was going to come true, but they always have. Many of you have seen me recently move to the most amazing house, and I have my book deal, and, you know, there's very little in life that I actually want on an external level. For me, my biggest joy comes from expanding and deepening my knowledge of this content, sharing it with people, and hearing how people change and the magic they get to experience. So having a vision is critical. If I had never have had different visions for myself and my life, I wouldn't be here today. I had a vision to be an author. I had a vision to leave London. I had a vision to set up the rawfoodcoach.com and train other coaches and other teachers. And I have a vision now to write many, many more books and change many more lives. Living in this house was a vision, and we nearly didn't get it, but some magical stuff happened, and we did, you know. It's been amazing, and I want to share that with you. Number four is to get your inner support structure in place. That's your inner support structure. This means aligning your physical, your mental, your emotional, and your spiritual, the things we've been talking about today. It means being your own best friend. And honestly, if you can't get your act together within yourself, then you're not going to get very far. You're going to have an argument with yourself and tell yourself that you can or can't do this. And for a lot of people, it's actually hard enough for people to get all their four aspects on the same page, but it's critical. You must align with yourself. Okay. But it has to be done. And tapping into the truth of who you are will pull those four aspects of yourself together quicker than anything else I know. So step three will, in fact, enable step four. Number five is to create a diet to support that outcome. And this specifically means keeping your diet as clean, as fresh, as pure, as live as you possibly can, and knowing why you're doing that. And there's so much that I could teach you about that. And it's amazing what I've picked up through the years through my experiences and just paying attention to how we become alchemists within ourselves through the foods we eat and the drinks that we drink. And I talked a bit about that earlier, but it is amazing. Okay, so five is to create a diet that supports that outcome. Number six is to get your outer support structure in place. We talked earlier about the four juicy secrets to going and staying successfully raw, and you remember the second one was about your inner and your outer environment. So now we're talking again about your outer. And it's really important because the environment that you place yourself in is critical to your success. And if you keep allowing things or people or events to penetrate your world and turn it upside down, it's going to upset you on every single level. So the inner support that you had may start to crumble. You've got to be your own best friend. You have to make sure that everything in your life supports you and who you are becoming. And sometimes, yes, that may mean changing a job or changing your home or even leaving a relationship or choosing different friends or spending your time or money or energy in different ways. And you'll know the answers for yourself. Okay, so I want you to ask yourself the question, what have I been allowing into my world that is not doing me any good? And I'm willing to bet that you know the answer to that question. It's a very powerful question. And the important thing to know here is that you have the power to change that. You have the power to do things differently, and that's what you need to do. You have to do that in order to move forward and to access this magic that we've been talking about. Okay, otherwise things can knock you off and you're going to be spending all your time and energy trying to get back on and still allowing the things in the world to knock you off. Okay. So, finally, number seven, and that is keep cleaning, cleaning, cleaning. And that's cleaning up your body, cleaning up your life, cleaning up your diet, your standards, your boundaries, cleaning up every aspect of who you are and the world that you inhabit inside and out, because that is where magic wants to live. Magic does not like clutter and chaos. It is completely opposite vibration. So the more you can clean up your act inside and out, the more magic you will attract and the more magic you will embody. And then the more magic you will live and feel in every waking moment. It is amazing. So this is a path that I've been walking now for a number of years, and the more that I do this work, the more magical it gets. This is why I'm running this call right now and speaking to you about this, because I feel so confident about this stuff. It works. It's amazing. No one's talking about it. And for me, it's the reason why I choose raw. And I do love the food, and that's important. But the reason why I got and stayed into raw, because of what it gives me on every level, and nothing else does that. I've tried. I've looked for other things, and nothing works like this. And even though we're more than just what we eat and we're more than just our body, we have so many different dimensions to us, all these other portals to access, all these other doorways to walk through, but we don't get the key unless we clean up our act, because we don't deserve it. Okay, it's up to us. We owe it to ourselves and to each other to be the best that we can be, and we really do. And you deserve to know what it feels like to live magically. Okay, so I'm going to give you some homework. Okay, so I hope that you still have your pen in your hand, because I'm going to give you the three most potent things that you can do right now to start your journey to raw heaven. Okay. So step number one, okay, this is something I've already mentioned before, but it's going to change everything for you, okay. Number one is to take one day of your life, which ideally will be a whole day, okay, which is a very small price to pay for feeling magical. So I want you to write in your diary or calendar a day that you're going to commit to do the following, and you're going to do it, and you're going to love it. And it ties in exactly with step one, And what I want you to do is spend a day cleaning up your external environment. Okay, it might be your bedroom, your office, your kitchen, your garage, whatever it is that needs to be the place that you feel needs the most help right now. Okay, and by shifting the energy in that room, you're going to feel amazing, and you know it. Okay, now hand in hand with that exercise goes eating the most clean raw food diet you can for that day. And we've talked about this. So when I do this, I eat just fruits and vegetables with a tiny, tiny amount of seeds or an avocado or maybe a few nuts. But I sometimes will do just juicing for like breakfast, lunch, snacks, and then dinner will be a small salad. But whatever you choose to do, you know, you will feel a shift by the end of the day that will amaze you. Okay? So step number one is to set that day aside to tidy up your environment to a significant degree while eating exclusively very low-fat, clean, raw food. Okay? Why? Well, we've talked about that because they're the cleanest, they're the highest vibration, they're going to make you feel amazing. And what you're basically doing here is cleaning up on the inside and the outside. And the shift is incredible when you do that. And everyone can do that, okay? And I want you to feel how this feels. So this is the most practical, easy-to-do thing that I can possibly give you. All right? Number two, and hopefully you'll do this very soon after number one, is I want you to create a vision board for yourself. Now, if you've never done this before, this is the second thing I'm going to email you, and that's instructions for how to create a vision board. So I want you to look out for that. And I want you to create a vision board for the life you want to be living 1 year from now. Okay. Now, what I also want you to do when you've done that vision board, and again, I'm going to send you the instructions, so if you don't know what a vision board is, just hang in there. But I want you to start taking action. From on whatever you put on your vision board, I want you to start bringing that into your life. Okay. Now, when I do the Living Magically on Raw program, I go extensively into it and the magic that has happened for me when I create a vision board. It's one of the most powerful tools that we use. So those of you that choose to join me for this program, you'll get to hear all the different ways that you can create one and you'll do it with us. But, you know, you don't have to be anywhere special to do a vision board. You can do it in the comfort of your own home. You just need scissors, paper, glue, magazines, and anything else that will help you create a vision board for yourself that you love. Okay. And finally, number three is I want you to commit to getting the support that you need internally and externally to make your dreams come true. You know, the purpose of this call was to show you that living successfully on Raw and taking your journey to the stars and beyond is really dependent on the things that we've discussed today. It means being clear on what that looks like, and it means giving yourself permission. You have to be on your own side, and then you have to commit to that. You know, nothing will ever get to change without the commitment. So getting yourself the support that you need, we all need support. You know, every single year I invest in multiple forms of support for myself. Many of you have heard the story of how I invested up to $100,000 in 1 year to get support that I needed to take my business to the next level, to work at the level that I really wanted to work. And that story is a brilliant one. And unfortunately, I don't have time to share it today, but that was a huge leap of faith for me to invest at that level. $100,000 for a year of support to move my dreams forward. You know, that's how committed I am to living this stuff. And I would love to be an inspiration for you in that regard, because I've shared this many times. I was just what we would say a normal girl doing a normal job in a normal life, and raw food woke me up to the possibility that not just me but all of us can become extraordinary. All of us can tap into the magic, and it's really important to know that this magic isn't somewhere out there. It's around us right now. It's a vibration that we tap into when we shift our diet. So the support that you get for yourself, you'll know what that needs to look like by where your gaps are, but I really want to talk to you about the Living Magically on Raw program and how that can help you, because I created this program back in 2009, and it ran for a year, and it attracted over 100 people, which was absolutely incredible, 100 people from all around the world. In fact, it was 115 that signed up for Living Magically on Raw. And the program basically is a 12-month program that enables you to get really, really clear on who you are, what you're about, and to create a magical life. And all the details, I've already said, are at livingmagicallyonraw.com, and there's a link from the webpage that you're on right now. But it's so magical, it's even hard to describe. It's basically 12 months of support through the internet, just like we're now, where you can either call in or access via webcast. And there's one training call a month with three assignments that move you forward, and you can see what those assignments are briefly through the website, through the Living Magically on Raw page. And then there's support from me. There's weekly accountability. There's two amazing free bonuses to move you forward. So the first thing that we do once you're accepted into the program, because there is an enrollment process, is that we send you the amazing home study, which is called the Raw Transformation Life Change Program. And many of you will have seen this. It's basically a three-day live event in a home study format. So there's DVDs, the binder, the handouts, and everything. It was an event that we ran 2 and a bit years ago in England with myself and Russell James as the Raw Chef. And it really is a step-by-step guide to tapping into all of this information. This is actually a free bonus that comes with this year-long program, and that bonus alone is worth £249. It's incredible. The other bonus that's come in for this particular run of the program, so this is the second time that Living Magically on Raw has run, and we've evolved it, is that you get a free pass to a two-part virtual workshop, which is the Money Breakthrough Method Experience. And I decided to include that this year because money is a sticking point for many people. And I found that correlating with what we discussed earlier about how much joy can we stand or how much permission can we give to let good things into our life, people have some huge issues and blocks around money. And this is one of the areas of my own personal development that thankfully I've moved from chaos to awesomeness, and I've just come to have a completely different relationship with money and create a very different money reality for myself. And just like raw food, it's been a journey, absolutely. And I'm absolutely delighted that I have been trained by my own mentor to teach and coach around this particular content. It's a proven system to help you have massive breakthroughs around money so that you can move forward in your life and create more money, attract more money, have a great relationship with money, move into positive cash flow. And I felt it was really important to be part of this program for two main reasons. The first was because obviously being part of this program does require a financial investment. Although, having said that, I think it's a very, very low investment for what you get. So I want to make sure that everyone that comes into this program recoups their financial investment just through that workshop alone, which honestly is so easy to do. The second reason is because I know that if going after your dreams, pursuing your dreams and reaching your dreams is important to you, it will require money. There's no doubt about that. It will require money to be able to put you in a position to do those things or receive those things or whatever it is. We all need money to move forward in life, and that's just the way life is set up. So I felt, you know, when I'm really thinking about my clients and how I want them to have the best possible experience, I want them to access what I consider to be the four areas of power, which is time, space, money, and energy. And we get your energy up through the food. We create the space through module one, which is make space for magic. We help you raise your income or remove your money blocks through this money breakthrough method experience. And we help you work with time. And I say we, I mean, I'm a team. I have a team that back me up, but I'm the one that's running all the coaching calls and delivering the program and giving you the best of what I have. But my team and I are completely committed. This is the only raw food program that we're going to be running for this next year. Everything else will be to do with trainings, coaches, teachers, and so on. So this is the only raw food program that I'm going to be running. And I made the commitment to myself as part of my Living Magically on Raw journey a few months ago that I'm really upping the ante now on the level of coaching that I'm delivering, on the level of experience that I'm giving to people, and the type of client that I'm working with. And so the other point that I should definitely raise is that they're now, as well as the basic Living Magically on Raw program, which is absolutely phenomenal in and of itself, there's now a different level called Raw Magic and Mastery. And I'll speak briefly about this because everything you need to know is on the same page. You just need to keep scrolling down. But the Raw Magic and Mastery program is open to just 10 people. And it's a higher investment in every sense of the word, time, money, and energy. But it is the option for people who have decided that 2012 is their year, and they have been inspired by my journey and others like me, and they have decided that they are going to make 2012 the year that everything gets to rock for them, that everything that they've been telling themselves they can't have or can't do, they get to have. They get to have the most magical experience because they're securing the best possible support for themselves. In this particular level of Living Magically on Raw, there's much more time with me, there's in-person retreat, there's more calls, there's more one-on-one with me. It's an altogether different level, and it's for people who are really serious, like I say, people who have been into this stuff for a long time, who really get what conscious creation and manifesting is all about. They get the power of raw food, and they want to really ramp it up with a mentor that's totally committed to them achieving everything they want to achieve and reaching their amazing goals. So that's the Raw Magic and Mastery level. So that gets you still everything that's in Living Magically and Raw, but it gets you a whole bunch on top. So like I say, that's for people who just really want more access to me and want to be part of this inner circle, I guess, where we get to work very closely and very profoundly and get to have conversations that really are beyond the average, shall we say. Okay, so there's so much more to this program, and I really invite you to read the page, because the page itself at livingmagicallyonraw.com is actually just as inspirational as this call. And I would love you to read the page just to open yourself up to the possibility and the realization that there is a program that exists, and this is it, that will give you the environment, the path, the map, to be able to live this journey in a structured and yet free-flowing way. Every month we cover different modules. Every month we move forward in a way that is step-by-step. It's not just dive in at the deep end. There's 3 months of preparation. It's my favorite program ever that I've ever created, and it's the only one in raw food that I'm going to keep teaching, because I'm going to be training coaches up to teach my other stuff from the end of this year. So for those of you that are wanting to work with me and have been wanting to work with me for some time, this is the program, honestly. You're going to get more from this program than anything else that I do. Absolutely no question. In fact, I can't wait to do the program because I like to put myself through it. And I've been itching to get this program started specifically because I want to get back into it and put myself through it again, because it's been, like I say, a year since the last one finished. So I couldn't be more excited about the program, and I couldn't be more excited about the possibilities that lay ahead for you. My highest hope for you is that what you've taken from the call today has given you clarity, illumination, some perspective and some guidance about what eating raw is really all about at its most fundamental, deepest and profound level. And for those of you that resonate with me personally, then the invitation to be part of Living Magically on Raw is extended to you with a very open heart, because I so want as many people as possible to benefit from the very divinely inspired roadmap that this program provides. Okay, so the final thing to let you know, which I should have said earlier, is that for the next 48 hours, there's £50 off the investment in Living Magically on Raw. So you will never see it at this low price again. So the price will go up 48 hours from now. All the prices are outlined on the page because there are different payment options depending on whether you want to pay in full or pay in installments, because I realize that everyone has a different situation. And also, don't forget there's the Raw Magic and Mastery option as well. And I'm really intrigued to see who steps up for that, because it's going to be an exceptional level for sure for the real serious, ready-to-go-for-it people. Really fascinated to see if I know anyone who raises their hand for that. But like I say, this is the only program I'm going to run that's going to be raw food related, that's not a training. This is for people who want to live magically on raw, who want to create an extraordinary life, who want to be plugged into a support system with a mentor that really gets everything that's going on. And I am totally, totally dedicated to you and your success and your joy and your fulfillment, because this is the journey that I've walked and this is the journey that I continue to walk, and it's amazing. And I strongly felt that there needed to be an environment for others to do that. Okay, so again, livingmagicallyonraw.com. And for the first 11 people that sign up, there's a free 30-minute one-on-one coaching call with me, which is absolutely invaluable. When people take these calls with me, they just go, oh my gosh, you know, it's great being in a group and learning, but the one-on-one really makes stuff move and happen because it's personalized to you. So I know last time I announced this, because we did exactly the same thing last time around when we launched the program, those first 11 spots were gone within the first hour or so. So if you're thinking about this, this is not the time to go to sleep. This is the time to look at the page and act fast, okay? And one quick caveat, for those of you that are outside the UK, do know that sometimes when you go to pay for the program, the payment fails, and that is simply because we're overseas from where you are, and sometimes banks flag it up as being a potentially fraudulent transaction. So don't think there's a problem with our system. Just ring the bank, tell them it's legitimate, and your payment will come through. Because last time we did this, we had about four people from America rush to sign up, and all the payments failed because their bank thought it was a strange thing to be doing, paying England. Okay? So just know that if that happens to you, you need to just ring your bank and say it's fine, let it through, and hop back on and come through, because I wouldn't want you to miss out on being one of the first 11. Okay? So that is everything that I have to share with you for now. I really hope that you've enjoyed being on this call with me. I certainly have loved sharing this with you, and there's so much more. I hope you get that. There's so much more I want to say, but our time is up, and, you know, the recording will be sent to you tomorrow along with your two free gifts, but for now, I'm sending you all my love. I really am, because just knowing that you're here and that you have stepped up within yourself and you've decided to be different and to live a life extraordinary, just, I have so much respect for that. I really do. I know what it takes, and I would love to feel that you spent the time tonight and you benefited from it. So everyone, this is Karen Nola from therawfoodcoach.com, and for this time I'm signing you off and wishing you a wonderful rest of the day or rest of the week. Okay, bye for now. Talk to you soon.